First of all, congratulations on winning the award.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The very first question that I'd like to ask you, to people who haven't read The Pistachio Cellar, what is it all about?
It's really difficult for me to speak about my literature. It's very easy for me to speak about my academic books, but once I start telling the stories that I write, I become really embarrassed. But I think the Pistachio Cellar is really about, it's a human story, and I always like to think about it as a human story rather than just a story of an Egyptian girl. But it's also about Egypt and all the changes that have been taking place, and perhaps not just in Egypt, but all over the world with globalization and, you know, the economic movement. But it's also about, you know, this teenage, unrequited love that perhaps all of us would go through at one point in our life, but this girl really took to an extreme. And, you know, the idea of this taking this passion to an extreme, and what really saved her is really her imagination. It's only imagination that managed to keep her sane until the end of the story.
You've written 5 other fiction books in Arabic.
Yeah, I write my fiction in Arabic and I write my academic books in English. It's very strange. And I don't think I can do either or in a different language.
Okay, so that gives me 2 questions. First, why translate the book into English?
I really wanted to get my books translated because I felt that I was writing, I'm going to give a better or more authentic view of Egypt and perhaps even the Arab world in general. Sometimes I feel, unfortunately, most of the literature translated into English is commercial in the sense that it is aiming at a specific market, portraying the political oppression or women oppression in the Middle East. But I didn't want to portray these things. I really wanted to portray the core things that, you know, Egyptians would be feeling, and perhaps they're not that different from what Americans are feeling, you know, whether it's emotions or whether it's love or whether it's hate or whether it's jealousy at some point or whether it's society and the restrictions of society. And I didn't want to speak about men or women. I just wanted to speak about the human experience. And I really wanted this human experience to be able to reach a wider audience and not just an audience that speaks Arabic.
How did the collaboration with Osman Nasiri come about?
It was really great because I knew him. He was my colleague. He's actually a Sudanese British, sort of very. And we have known each other for some time. He's much older than I am, and he has been writing stories himself. And when I asked him to translate this work, he said yes. That's really because that was his favorite novel of all my work. So he really was very happy to translate it. And he was really wonderful in the sense that he felt that I am the author, and since I know English, then I have the right sometimes to sort of change things that he has, you know, written. So I think it went really extremely well.
Why didn't you translate your own books into English? You write academic papers all the time.
Yeah, I
in English.
This is a very good question. And I have been thinking about it myself, and I really tried, but I think I feel like I'm too close to the text to be able to translate it. So sometimes if you feel so much for the novel itself, then it's very difficult to, you know, be able to be a bit far away from the text and try to translate it. It was very difficult for me to do that. I can't do it objectively, basically. And it becomes very difficult and time-consuming. And I would rather be writing a different novel at the time than actually translating it. So, but then again, there is also this challenge of someone else having different... He's going to still, you know, put something of himself in the novel, which is, you know, it's a little bit difficult for a writer, but it went on fine, so it was good.
As a person who can speak both Arabic and English, you must know that there are certain ways of saying things, idioms, old sayings, which you cannot translate them very accurately into English. How close would you say the Arabic manuscript is to the English translation of The Pistachio Cellar?
This is, again, it's a very important point. I think it's really difficult to be able to get the feel for the English language if you're not a native speaker. And Osman is a British Sudanese, so to some extent it was very difficult for him to render this kind of poetic, for example, Arabic. And I think that perhaps to me is the thing that I feel a bit lacking in the translation, the poetic Arabic. You know, the Arabic was much more poetic than the English. But then again, was it possible to get the poetry in English, or was it just completely impossible? Otherwise, we would have changed the meaning altogether. And that's always a problem for translation. How close or how far could you be from the text? And, you know, you want to be very true to the text, but at the same time, you still
That's
want it
true.
To sound as if it's natural. So
I know a little bit of Urdu. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wafa in Urdu means loyalty.
Yes, it's the same in Arabic.
Great. Okay. And Ashraf in Urdu means highborn.
Yeah, it's the same exactly in Arabic, it seems like.
The pistachio seller, the female protagonist, is Wafa. And the male protagonist is Ashraf. And both the names almost define their characters. Wafa is extremely loyal in the beginning to her beliefs. She's extremely loyal to Ashraf. Mm-hmm. And Ashraf is a highborn who does not know anything else but good money and good living. Was that deliberate?
I mean, to be honest with you, it wasn't actually. No one would believe this.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think with Wafa, it's just that I liked the name and then I wrote the name. And then, you know, while I was writing the novel, it suddenly, you know, occurred to me that, oh, that's actually a very good name for the character. So, but it wasn't actually deliberate at the beginning. And the name Ashraf, I always had in my mind.
Which character are you most close to?
There are things I like about Wafa, and there are things, of course, I don't like about Wafa. And sometimes, you know, the kind of rigid ideas she had at the beginning, mm-hmm. I didn't really like. But I felt that I should really write about that because it occurs, it happens. And then, but then the passion that she has, and this kind of insistence and persistence on a specific aim and being able to get there, I really like that. I thought, you know.
Okay, as a writer, of course, you've written the whole book. Is there any specific part that is one of your favorite?
I really like the part when he is speaking about obtaining this American passport and what it means to him. And this, you know, identity issue. Because we live at a time when we don't just have one identity anymore. All of us have, you know, conflicted identities, multi-layered identities. And Ashraf is just one of these people in our times who perhaps, you know, feels Egyptian, British, and then American. And, you know, I was very interested to see how he's going to be able to cope with all these identities. And I was very happy with this part specifically. And I kept rereading it to myself.
Is there any particular line in the novel that is your favorite?
Actually, I sort of like everything really about it. But I remember an American friend of mine, and she mm-hmm. said to me that she read to me a passage of the novel, and she said that she really liked it very much. And it was this idea about extremism in anything. And she said, you know, that Wafa had suddenly this kind of enlightenment when she said, every extreme idea destroys, you know, the person who believes in it. And she then realized that, oh, the people, there are so many people around her who have these kind of obsessions with one specific thing, and it really is destroying them. And it's mm-hmm. not necessarily part of any religion, nor is it really part of a kind of good, healthy life. And I think I really liked that line very much, now that, you know, this American friend has told me about it.
Probably a lot of things can be explained by that single nugget of wisdom.
I think so. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for reading it.
Thank you for the interview too.
Thank you.